earlier than we are on a regular Monday, right?
Oh, but we have the very, I was going to say the scary professor, but I shouldn't say that. So we'll say that, we'll say the diligent professor to worry about, right? So we have to daven, make sure we daven a little earlier. What? Well, we don't want to say that because we don't want to offend like Dovey's back there somewhere, right? And we have to worry about DJ also now, you know. So we have to be careful. In our, what? He was implying that, you know, that people with a more Germanic lineage, you know, have you know,
notions
about time that are, you know. And Akiva as well, right? All the people who left their talesim because they were drawn to
Kahal. Which is ironic, because the Yaki would never be behind.
Right, but you left it in Kahal Adas Yisrael. Like, you know, like, where else are you going to leave it? It was home. It was. Okay, that's it. Okay, yeah, let's get going. So, yeah, with regard to the, you know, the rush, just for one more minute, because Eitan brought it up to me as well the other day, and I had also been thinking about it a little bit more. With regard to the position of the rush, so I was trying to suggest that the language of the rush implies the rush's reading of the Ravid, that there's no difference between, you know, sota safek and sota vadai. And, you know, the only thing is, you know, there are two sugyas, one in sota and one in yavamos. And if you, you know, go with the sota sugya, so you think that there is, you know, chalitza and no yibum. And if you go with the yavamos sugya, you think there's neither chalitza nor yibum. And, you know, but there's no chiluk between that. That's the pashtus of what the Rosh says. But you know, as David correctly pointed out when we originally talked about it, you know, that of course runs into the problem of how do you read the Gemara? Because the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah in Sota, you know, and that would, you know, seem to be problematic. So I mentioned then that, yeah, I do think that's a problem, but maybe the idea is that the Rosh would say that, you know, it's also true to read the Gemara according to the Ra'ah and the Meiri, right? That the problem from the Mishnah in Sota is more the Tzara problem than is the Tzara problem, not the Chalitza problem. So, you know, I realized then that, you know, it's you know, it's a little bit of a bigger problem still, and Eitan reminded me of that as well yesterday, and that is that, you know, in the end of the day, the Gemara is still quoting from the Mishnah in Sota, and the Mishnah in Sota, you know, even if you interpret it, the question from the Ra'ah, you know, the question in terms of the way that the Ra'ah and the way that the, you know, Meiri read it, the Mishnah still does say explicitly, even if that isn't the, you know, the focus. You know, you wouldn't want to ignore the fact that the Mishnah says that Safek Sota is Omedes L'Chalitza. So what I thought is that you could still say that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the Tzaras Erva issue and the Chalitza issue are different, because even those who think that there is, you know, Chalitza in, you know, let's say, you know, the Ra'ah and the Ravid, etc., do think that there is Afkav Tzara, so that, you know, the Tzara problem is a bigger problem. That if they had a Masorah, that, oh, anyways, this is a debate about Chalitza, but, you know, doesn't everybody agree that Tzara certainly should be under the rubric of Tumah Ke'erva? So there's still a way to save that, you know, interpretation. But having, you know, said that, even though the language of the Rosh, I think, is very clear that, you know, he implies this, you know, at a certain point, it just becomes very difficult to justify that Chita. So more likely, then I was looking again at the language of the Lecha Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, on the one hand, goes further than the Rosh, because he explicitly says that, you know, Tzara, you know, would be, even though the Tzugyan Sota says nothing about a Ptur Tzara at all, you know, but the Lecha Mishnah says, well, if you hold you know, like the Rush, then, you know, you're certainly going to say that Safek Sota, Tzara, is excluded. And I think that mostly he's right about that. I mean, the Rush, you know, B'Shem Arayvim. And I think if that is correct, this is not explicit anywhere else, which is why I quoted the Lecha Mishnah. But then when I was looking at the Lecha Mishnah again, you know, I think it's clear that he doesn't take the other half of it the same way. In other words, he takes the Rush to be saying, you know, that, you know, if the main sugya is the sugya in Sota, well, that sugya in Sota thinks that there's no difference, that Vadai is Kesafek. But he doesn't take, you know, the Rush to be saying, even though I think the language implies that, that in the opposite direction, you know, that if you're looking at the sugya in Yevamos, you know, which clearly says no chalitza, you know, and so on, that that applies equally to Safek. Mm-hmm. So that just, here, he says, you know, Kosav Arash, Darayv and Svila, Desota, Bain Vadai, Bain Safek, Choletzes, Velomis Yavem, as Bain He, Bain Sarasa. Okay, he doesn't actually say that, but he's imputing it to him, and then he's saying, the Kosher, Minayin Lola, Tzarasa, Sheikhein, the Shlomar, the Svira, Le, Daisuga, Desota, Tzavar, the Tzarasota, Asura, Mishum Toma, the Sibba Keerva, Karayos, Kedamarov, Hacha. Even though the Gemara doesn't say a word about that there, right? Ela de Sfira le da Asura, Dafka Sheina Misya Bemes, Avon Mikomokum Choletzes, Mishum de Ilohoya Balakayam, Ilohoya Tsarichlasis Laget, Hashanami Tricha Kalitza, Mikimin to have a Karayos, who are Dinami Tsarasa, Velekil Fluge Ben Vada El Safek, Dal Korchachlo. Mechale kochi begemara. This is what he adds, which is not in the Rush. Elabet perikam de yavamos. The osa sugya saver lo choletzes for lo misyavemes. Right, and mishum de kashim ahi de kamer choletzes mechale kochi. Of course, he's reading, you know, the question of the Gemara, like, you know, most of the Rishonim, you know, which is why he, this is, you know, why not? And once you're saying that, you know, the point in the Ravid is that it's a machlokas asugyas. He's not saying that the Gemara's question was from Tzarasa. I mean, our Gemara Yevamos question from the Mishnah is from Tzarasa. He's saying the question is from Choletzes. Aval Hashta, right, the Islan, Choletzes, for Lomitz Yavemes, Lomit Falginam, Bebad Elisabeth. So basically, the Lecha Mishnah, even in the Rush, is reading, on the one hand, he's expanding the Rush by, you know, but I think correctly, by saying that for the Ravid, Safek Sota is also Poter Tzarasa, and that would be B'Toras, you know, Vadai, not B'Toras Safek, by the way. And that, I mentioned that already, right? In other words, there are like three Shittos, right? One is, you know, Tzaras, you know, Tzaras Sota Safek is not even a Safek, you know, Ptur Tzara. It's a Vadai Chiyu Tzara, and that is Shitas HaRambam, and that is Shitas HaRash. You know, then there's the, probably the middle view, which is that it's, you know, which is probably the more, you know, obvious default logical view. You know, that's what you would have said without any of, you know, all of this, that which doesn't make it accurate, but it's just an easier path, right? Namely that, you know, Safek Sota is a Safek, so it's also Safek Yibum, Legabe, you know, the Tzara. And then there's this, you know, view of the Ravid, you know, which is that, you know, if you really think that the Ravid is equating Vada and Safek in the Sugya of Sota, and that it's Midin, Tuma, you know, Keerva, you know, but, you know, nonetheless, there is a Zika, Legabe, Chalitza, but with regard to Tzara, you treat it like Vadai, you know, so it's, you're treating Vadai like Safek, but you're also, he's assuming, you're also treating Safek like Vadai, Legabe, the Tzara. So then the Ptur Tzara, you know, is a Din Vadai. So you have three Shitas. But he's certainly also holding that, you know, in terms of the Sugya in Yevamos, right there, you know, there, just one second, there in Yevamos, you know, there is no suggestion that, you know, Safek is Kevadai. You know, that Vadai is Vadai and Safek is Bechalitza. So that's probably more correct than just, you know, again, I, you know, thought that the language of the rush was different, which is why I was presenting it that way. And I do have to admit that, like, there's a certain appeal in that extreme shita. It would highlight, even in a more extreme way, something which I think lumbus-wise we've seen anyway, just not to that extent, and that is the idea that suffek, you know, is like a shame or a chalos, you know, that goes beyond the suffek, you know, and therefore, you know, even though it's only a suffek, you know, it's you know, it's mafkia even the zika of the you know, of the yibum, which is why there would be no chalitza in suffek sota. So I will readily agree that in addition to the language, you know, I'm excited, you know, by this, you know, additional and in some respects even more far-reaching manifestation of suffek vadai as a shame and as a din and as a chalos. But probably, you know, navigating the evidence just becomes too, you know, it just becomes too unlikely, you know, at a certain point. So notwithstanding the language and the appeal of it, we have other, you know, very strong expressions, you know, that either vadai sota is just, you know, more than the maisa bevadai, but it's a shame or a chalos, and that safek, you know, sota is a din or a chalos or a shame, you know, both lakula and lakomra in the issues that we've discussed. Okay, so I just wanted to correct... or revise that, because I think it really is. Yeah.
Can we just expand on what exactly is the issue with the rush reading the Gemara? I'm not understanding. What is the issue with the rush as the read of Yevamos?
The rush just says that based on, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not so different than the, you know, than the Ramban's suggestion for the Ravid. I mean, the Ravid himself doesn't tell you how he navigates between the two sugyas.
Right.
He just says that lahalacha, that there is, you know, chalitza even in saras, even in sota vadai, correct? And the question is, like, where does he get that from? So, you know, the ra'ah and the, just to sum up again, the ra'ah and the me'iri, you know, don't say that he's equating, he's getting that from the sugya in sota. The problem with saying that he's getting it from the sugya in sota is that the sugya in sota is talking about a safek, it's talking about kinyan ustira, it's not talking about, you know, sota vadai. So the I assume to avoid the conclusion that the Ravid, you know, needs to say that, you know, that Safek, you know, and Vadai Sota are the same and that it's one, you know, issue. So the Ra'ah and the Miri suggests a different reading in our Gemara, meaning that that what they were you know, troubled by is the diuk about Tzara, you know, that there might be a Yibum for Tzara, even Yibum for Tzara. That's what troubled the Gemara. But the fact that there is a chalitza for safek sota, that didn't bother the Gemara because we're speaking about vadai and they're speaking about safek. Well, so if you take that view of the Ravid...
No, I was thinking further on, the way he read sota vadai is that even the Gemara in Yevamos said that sota vadai is cholatzas. The Gemara was only asking about the Tzara, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying...
That's the Ra'ah.
Right? The
Gemara in Yevamos is in perfect alignment with the Gemara in sota. They were just... New
right, but it's was, not, well, it's in perfect alignment in the sense of chalitza,
right,
and therefore it's not a problem.
But implying also that Tzara wouldn't do
but that. But then there shouldn't be a problem from that Gemara, so the answer is the trouble was in terms of Tzara. But the takeaway, if you hold that way, a benefit is, the Rabbi doesn't think that there's no difference between Safek and Vadai. He may think that Safek and Vadai share in common that both have chalitza, because Tumah Ke'erva, you know, even in Vadai is more limited, and it is more difficult to eradicate the chalitza part than the yibum part, right? But that doesn't mean that he's just saying that there's no difference between Safek Sota and Vadai Sota. For example, according to the Ra'ah and the, you know, Me'iri, you know, perspective, you know, like what we say about, you know, Tzara, right? It could very well be that there's no Tzara, or that it's only Safek. There's no meaning. The takeaway from the Ravid is not, according to these Rishonim, does not need to be, or from the Ra'ah himself, does not need to be, that there's no discrepancy between Safek and Vadai and Gabi these Dinim.
Well, certainly Gabi Tzara, that is what they're saying to Gemara. I mean, there has to be a discrepancy. That's how they're reading the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says in Sota Vada.
Right, exactly.
Okay, fine. So that's clear. Okay,
right. But the Rush, okay. I mean, the Lechem Mishnah says what he says for the Rush, even though the Rush doesn't say it, and he presents it as if he says it, meaning about Tzara, because he's, the Ramban and the Rush both said that the Raibid, right, was understood, you know, that basically, at minimum, I think the Rush said more, that the Sugya in Sota is talking about Bein Safek and Bein Vada.
Right, okay.
So and since it's Bein Safek and Bein Vadai, you know, that's the Makor. In other words, what they're saying is, even the Raibid would have read the Gemara Yivamos as saying, you know, that there's no Ibum and there's no Chalitza.
Right.
However, the Raibid thinks it's a Machlokas HaSugyas, and that Vadai Sota is equal to Safek Sota in the Sugya in Sota, and therefore the Mishnah says clearly that there's Chalitza.
Okay.
Now, the Lechem Mishnah adds another Ha'ara in the name of the Rush, which the Rush doesn't say, but which I think is correct. And that is, okay, so, you know, if the Raibid believes, which he does, that Vadai Sota is a Ptur Tzara, even though there's Chalitza, then Mestama, he believes that also about Safek Sota. Right. That's an again. We always have to identify, you know, what's explicit and what's, you know, a suggestion.
Right.
And so the Rush did not say those words. The Rush never said that according to the Raibid, who paskins like the Sugya in Sota, that Tzara Sota is Vadai excluded, you know, from Yibam. The Rush never said those words. The Lechem Mishnah quotes. He says the Rush says that, you know, the Raibid says that it's a machlokas, you know, it's a lot of sayings
right.
here,
okay.
that it's a machlokas hasugyas, right? And that, consequently, Tzara Sota would also be excluded in Safek. That's a Lechem Mishnah's line.
Does the Raibid say the that Tzara Sota Vadai?
Yes.
So the question is about Tzara Sota Safek. I mean, the Rosh would admit that Tzara Sota Vadai for the Raibid is going to be...
Yeah, I mean, because he... Yes, he only says that there's chalitza, that's all.
But doesn't say anything about Tzara Sota Safek. That's the Lechem Mishnah's Chiddush.
Correct. And
okay,
the Raibid doesn't say anything, and the Rush doesn't say it.
Okay. So
I mean, in Siman Daled, when the Rush says what he says, he does not say anything explicitly about Tzara Safek Sota, unless I'm missing it.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
You know, it could be that I was reading the one in, you know, the Rush in Brachos, you know, that's... no. Right? Okay. So that's why I think it's curious. I don't want to spend so much more time on this, but... We're
right,
trying to get it straight. You know?
I
understand. So that's why these are the words of the Lechem Mishnah, which transcend, because of Harosh, the Haravid, Sfirule Vesota, Bein Vadai, Bein Safek, Choletzis, Velomis Yavemis, Bein He, Bein Sarasa.
Okay.
So those words, Bein Sarasa, with regard to Safek Sota, I believe, is the Lechem Mishnah's, you know, understandable, but not Mukrach. It's not in the Rush. Right, but the Rush does say, now what is, anybody have the language of the Rush open just for a second? The trouble all starts because the Rush says, he quotes Tosis, his take on Tosis, as we know, is to go further than Tosis. Right, Tosis says, you know, Safek Kavadai, but, you know, still, what kind of Havamina is there about Yivume? You know, you're going to be Miyabem in the case of a Safek Sota. So the Rush answer to that question, parallel to the Rambam, is... that the difference between Tuma, you know, in Vadai and Tuma and Safek, between a Lav and Naseh, right, ends up, you know, being that, you know, Tuma Ke'erva, you know, in the Lav, you know, includes Tzara. And therefore, in the case of Safek, it's not even a Safek Erva, you know, which it would be if you were, you know, it's like a shame or a din or a challah, whatever you want to call it, Safek Sota, which has kulas and chumras, it's just different, and therefore Vadai doesn't have, you know, the added din of Tzaras Sota. So then, once he says that, he says, oh, and with this I can also better explain the Raibid. And then he has a line where he basically says that the Raibid thinks that there's a machlokas hasugyas, but it sounds like he's saying, you know, there's no different. You have it, Aaron? Go ahead.
Yeah.
the harav lo ola belibo lechalik bein sota vadai or bein sota sape. Ulusvaraso pliga sugi de sota asugi de shmaita.
Yeah.
Upasak alafa ke sugi de sota lechumra.
So if you read that alone, and you don't, you know, do the extra work that David did, and then Eitan, so the simple reading of that line is, there's a machlokas hasugyas that argues about one point, and that is the collective din of sota, safek and vadai, right? You know, do we say what Yavamo says about it, or do we say what Sota says about it? Which would then lead you to believe that not only, you know, do we say, if you paskin like Sota, which, you know, the Raivan does. I mentioned the other day that the Chad Mikamoi, you know, also has that analysis, but he says, oh, it would be paskin like Yavamos, you know. Most Rishonim don't think that that analysis is right to begin with. They just think that the Gemara and Sota is about Safek. We'll get to the parameters in a minute. The Gemara and Yavamos is about Vadai. Not that both are about both, and there's a machlokas, and then you have to figure out which one we paskin on, right? So the pashtus of the rush is there's no difference between Safek Vadai and Safek and Vadai in Sota. The argument is Lagabe Chalitza. And that's why Lechemish is saying it's only a machlokas Lagabe Chalitza, it's not a machlokas Lagabe Tzara.
Right.
The only problem with that is, like, how do you read our Gemara?
What exactly is that problem? I don't understand it.
What?
What is that problem? The Gemara Nivamos has a whole different understanding of the data.
Right, but the Gemara Nivamos does ask the question at one point. The Gemara says, right, you know, what about the Mishnah in Sota?
That's the Gemara Nivamos asking that.
Yeah, the and then the Gemara answers, you're telling me about Safek Sota when I'm speaking about Vadai Sota?
Right.
So it sounds like the Gemara is Mechalik. So how do you read that Gemara? So I was just saying that the Ra'ah and the Meiri read it in a more limited way. They read it that the question wasn't so much about, you know, Safek and Vadai and Chalitza. The question wasn't from Chalitza. The question was from Tzara.
Okay.
So, but the other Rishonim, the Pashtus of the Gemara, is that the Gemara is saying, you know, the Gemara asked the question, how could there be Chalitza? How can there not be Chalitza in Sota? And then the Gemara said, don't ask me from Safek Sota. There, there's Chalitza, but here, there's no Chalitza.
Can I just make sure I understand? So the Rebbe is saying that if we assume the way the Rosh read the Ravid, that Sota and Vadai, that the Gemara have two perspectives on them, we would expect the Gemara and Yavamos to actually present an equation between Sota Vadai and Sota Safek.
Right, and therefore Sota Safek would end up being that they're really Limaskana, that there's no,
right,
just like Sota Vadai, there's no Chalitza, according to the Rosh's view of the Ravid. That would be true, but then we're stuck with what do you do with that Mishnah?
Right, but the Gemara itself is Mechalik, and so the Lecha Mishnah said that Gufa that Chiluk is a Machlokas Asugyas. That was the Lecha Mishnah's read, that Chiluk, the way the
yes.
So
correct.
Is Rebbe not
where the Lecha Mishnah is saying it also for the Rav, I'm just saying it doesn't
right.
come out that way in the Rav, but you might have to say that for the Rosh in order to read
right,
the Gemara,
okay.
is that this equation, it's misleading the way the Rosh wrote it, right? If you read the Rosh and you just, you know, didn't go back to the, like, how does he read the Shakla Batari of our Gemara, I would have said that he's saying that in Yavamos they believe Safek Sota doesn't have Chalitza. And in Sota they believe Vadai Sota, even Vadai Sota has Chalitza, and in Yavamos they hold even Safek Sota doesn't have Chalitza. And that would be sensational because it's only a Safek, so, like, you know, what happened? There's no Zika even. Mela, there's no Yibam, you know. Not just because of Safek. Maybe there's no Yibum. We'll get to it in a second. Vadai, which is also the way the Rosh understands. I mean, the Rosh understands that there's no Yibum Vadai, you know, in Sota, even in Safek Sota.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's his point. Like, why do they need all these other, you know, Limudim for? Why don't they just say Tumaka Erva? You know. So but the answer is, you know, that's in Yibum. Okay, you know, Yibum is more... You know, but would you say that about Zika Chalitza? So I was excited about it because, yeah, why not? Take it a step further. Say the whole Zika wouldn't apply in a situation where there's a shame, Sota, even if it's Kami Gma Shmaya Galia, but the perception the kilkul that goes into creating even a Safek is enough not only to eliminate Yibum Vadai, but even to eliminate Zika Vadai. That's what I would say. But it just doesn't work out so well with Yom.
But this view that we're theoretically imputing Rosh reading on the Ravid would be the most extreme shita possible, that even Sota Safek,
correct,
and maybe even Ritzara would be, everybody would be totally Ptura Lagamre.
Yeah.
The evidence doesn't support that because the Mishnah itself.
Correct. Okay. But what the Lecha Mishnah at least is, and the Lecha Mishnah kind of implicitly says that, even though he's working within the Rosh. So on the one hand, it's ironic, but I think he's probably right. And that the Lecha Mishnah on the one hand is expanding the Rosh, right, by fleshing out the Tzara part, that even Safek Sota Tzara would be Pator, which the Rosh doesn't say, but he says it for him as if he says it. So he's expanded the Rosh in one way, and then implicitly, probably because of the evidence, he also limited the Rosh more by saying, of course, the Machlokas HaSugyas is really also a Machlokas, whether or not, Safek is Kevadai. The Sota Sugya thinks Safek is Kevadai, and even the Gabe Tzara. But the Yavamos Sugya, that's because he's just hard to read it when you're quoting the Mishnah and he's giving that answer, they hold... that whatever they're saying is only Vadai Sota, not Safek. Okay, sorry that took long, but okay, we're good on that? I hope. Okay. Yes, so on a different level, I'm just highlighting a little bit differently. Again, these are all the same kind of issues, and then I want to talk about a couple of the answers in Sota itself. Okay, maybe I'll start with something else first. Okay. So that was point number one. Point number two, so then we spent a little bit of time discussing the Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. So just to make clear, what that was all about. That's the last thing I think that we discussed. The Gemara Chaf Amud Aleph, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, Tosfos, is a shadow makar for this sugya, right? In that the Gemara in Chaf Amud Aleph isn't speaking about not Matzu Grishaso and not Sota, right? The Gemara there is commenting on the klal in the Mishnah in Chaf Amud Aleph, of Erva. Right, and the Gemara says, "Oh, la suye mai or lemute mai," and they zero in on what is it, Ravasi, and Saras Islandess. Okay, so our topic, Sota Maksu Grishaso Mandikar Shemei, what's it got to do with Chaf Amud Aleph? The answer is because all of the Rishonim, right, beginning with Balei Tosas, all jump in and say, "How come the Gemara, focused only on Saras Islandis, why don't they focus on Sota and Matsu Grushasa?" So that's why I say it's a shadow makar in the sense that, or a hidden makar, But it turns out to be a gem. So, this becomes an opportunity to analyze. I mean, why would they give this example? The answer is because Tumas Ke'erva. Right, and the whole point is that the Mishnah is using the language of, Erva, contrasted with Kedusha and Mitzvah. So both linguistically and substantively, wouldn't those be good, either Ribuyim or Miutim? Right. So, the answers that emerge from that. So number one, you have the Tosas discussion, but again, with the specific formulations of, let's say, the Ramban and the Rajba and so on, which is, who's Erva? The Yavam's Erva or the, like in the Mishnayis, and the Beis Hamid Aleph and Chav, it's the Erva of the Yavam, right? But if you're talking about Masik Rishoso and Sota, it's the Erva, not of the Yavam, but of the Baal, which, we noted in the very beginning of the sugya, right? That's in addition to the chiddush of Tuma Ke'erba, it's not in Parshas Arayos, it's not Chai Be'Krisos, there is Tfisas Kiddushin. In addition to all that, it's also the wrong person, or maybe it's Dafka the right person, Now that we have you know, certain perspectives on Yibum. So like it's an open question when you wonder, is this all about like implementing technically, the Yibum, or is it about the kind of meis ubein ein los? It's the kind of ishus, that got cut short, that triggers Yibum, right? Those are different things and related things. And which one is worse or better? The answer is they're both important, just in different ways. So that's one answer that the Bali Tosfos already gave and other Rishonim. The question is, what do they mean by it? Do they mean it only technically? Oh, that's why it's not in the Mishnah? Or are they saying, yeah, this is a different, this is food for thought. This is, this the different, chalos, erva, completely more, less, different, I don't know. But then also, in addition to that, you also had, just I'm summing up for a moment, the language, so is it like the erva of both? Is it the erva to the Yavam because it's the erva to the Baal? Right? Or is it an erva to the Baal and an Iser to the Yavam? Like, what is this exactly? Is this only because of the, Yavam, the aspect, if that is even true, that the Yavam stepping into the Baal's, right? It's very different if we see Yibum as, him assuming, the Baal's Ishus, and kind of stepping into his, position, as opposed to, as an outsider, being, make him Shmo. The more you see him, stepping in, and even then it's a question, the relation, taking over a relationship which already is, is problematic, but wasn't him the Gavra, was him in his assumption of the other person's place, that becomes a very tricky matter. Okay. Anyways, so the formulation in the Ramban and the Rajba, which isn't just, it's different, but trying to figure out, is there Iser or Erva also for the Yavam because of this and independently, or they don't speak about it so much, but they're hinting. So that's one. The bigger point was, the other points, which is, both in terms of shame Erva and in terms of Iser Erva, like how do we understand Tumak Erva? Right? Is it just Exeris Akasuv that, there are some simulated similarities, between the two? Even though, of course, this is not an erva. Never mind because it's the wrong person, but also because just it's not erva. Even if it was the same person, it's just not erva. It's not chepta shel erva. It's tuma. It's tuma ke erva. So how far do you go with that in terms of, is there a shame erva, but no iser erva? Is there an iser erva, but it's a different kind of iser erva? Is this a shame or an iser erva only because we're on heightened, alert and standard in terms of Kedusha? So these are the objective questions. So when the Rishonim turn their, talents to, trying to explain why, either Machzuk Rishoso or Sota or both, didn't qualify, in the Mishnah, and there you have opposite formulations. Number one, you have the Ramban splitting between, very subtly, between Machzuk Rishoso and Sota, right, saying Masa Grishoso is not even a shame erva. Again, it doesn't say it so explicitly, but that's the way he writes it. And, when it comes to Sota, it doesn't say it's not a shame erva. He says it's not an Iser erva. Okay, and that is great for the Ramban because, on the one hand, he thinks there is a connection between Maksir and Sota. Even Legabe this din. On the other hand, he knows that there's a discrepancy because he paskins that there is a discrepancy with regard to Chalitza. And then the question is that because of an artificial Lachar V'loli Yavam, or the Yachar V'loli Yavam is also part of, teaching us that part of the discrepancy. So either way, the Ramban, is terrific. Then you have the other day of the Ramban, which is exactly the opposite almost, which is like this is Erva. This is literally erva. So you don't, it's not a, you don't need the Zeh HaKlal for that, like Tzoras erva. You have to you know, you had Tsoras Islandis, you have to, you know, have Islandis, who's not a potential partner, you know, and therefore that, triggers the Eish HaSach, you know, so the Erva, it's a two-step process. This isn't a two-step process. This is like Tuma Ke Erva. So, like, you have two opposite, and they're not mutually exclusive either, but then you had the Rajba, and, you know, he's talking about, you know, has a very fascinating formulation about, you know, even Sota. First of all, the Rajba doesn't split Sota and Matzah Krusha so in this topic, but his take on Sota is like, oh, he's really a Bar Yibum. He's a Bar Yibum that can't be implemented. You know, that's very, you know, that's much, much further than saying, you know, there's a Shem Erva but no Iser Erva. Right? So he's saying, oh, he's really a Bar Yibume, but he can't implement it. And then, of course, it reminds us of the, you know, the Chalitza views of the Rajba, Mishum Dabar Acher, and then you have the Ritva, who really says Mishum Dabar Acher. You know. So anyways, that is the second thing that we examined. But, of course, that needs to be coordinated with things that the other things that we've talked about, which are, you know, what about Yehorik Bal Yavar, and what about Matzilin, and what about, you know, is this, you know, a special din of Yibum, you know, like the narrowest way possible, or it's a special din of Yibum maybe because other things don't require this, like, you know, level of Erba, the other Dine Sota, you know, and this one is a rare example or the only example that does. So it's not that it's a din mesuyim in Yibum like Gzeres HaKasuv. It doesn't apply to the main. It's just that in the main, you don't need it. Unless maybe for your Harigal Yavar or things of that sort. So this is all. The truth is that what the Ramban is struggling with, you know, right in the beginning piece on the Sugya, you know, the Dover HaTzarech Talmud that we were discussing, which is like, you know, if you're going to have Gzeres HaKasuv, you know, like, you know, how do you know that the Gzeres HaKasuv is telling you about Yibum, you know, and excluding Yibum and Chalitza, and including Tzara, you know, how do you know it isn't telling you about, you know, the normal case, you know, of a Baal, and that, you know, he doesn't need a get, you know, because his Kedushin's Paka, Advarim Tzrichim Tam. We know that it's so, but, like, how did we know that it was so? You know, but it basically, that's the Ramban, I believe, way, especially the way I was reading it, you know, which is, you know, originally I read, you know, the Ramban as saying, he was asking the question, like, oh, why don't you say Imisa? You know, so originally I was reading it like, oh, you know, Imisa? You know, yeah, if we held that way, but Rav happens to not believe in Imisa. That's like a separate point. But, you know, I was chozer on that, I'm thinking, at least maybe, and that is that, you know, what Ramban is saying something fundamental. Ramban is saying, listen, you know, here, you know, Emisa is not going to apply. This is worse than, you know, than the infraction to the Baal, or at least not, it's not worse, don't get me wrong. I don't mean when I say it's worse, like, more egregious. I mean, the impact of it is greater, because we're coming, you know, to, you know, initiate, you know, this precarious Yibum, you know, which, you know, requires, you know, justification and standards. But that's what he's wondering, like, okay, is that more, but that ends up being like a big point. So going back to this other question, like, some Achronim asked this question, and Tosis and Sota, you know, Hayamid based on the DE, the whole, which is, what, you have this din of Tuma Ke'erva? Tosa says there, right? That Tuma Ke'erva, you know, applies, you know, Bein Besafek, Bein Bavadai, you know, but, you know, the din Vadai is different, Lagabe Yibum. Right, so again, some of the Achronim say, like, what, there's a Pasuk in the Parsha of Sota that teaches you the din of Yibum only? So again, Reb Chaim was, you know, that was, he wasn't sure about it. It was an efsher, you know, lomar in Reb Chaim, you know, but like, yeah, it's a din mesuyim in Yibum, like I just said, there are two ways to read it, but the others are like troubled, like, it's a din mesuyim in Yibum, like, you know, like how, it's the words, you know, tame, nitma, they refer to the Baal, they don't refer to, you know, some phantom Yavam, you know. So, I mean, they're said about the, you know, about the relationship between the husband and the wife. How could that be only a connection to the Yavam? That's what they're troubled by. So, of course, you know, it goes back to the answers that I said, you know, a few minutes ago. Which is, I mean, one answer you could say, just to the Dvarim Tzrichim Talmud of the Ramban, you know, is what I said, which is, you know, yeah, Yibum is more sensitive than the continuation of the Ishus because of what Yibum is, you know. So even though it's the second and a rare application, you know, it's where this din is said or where this din matters. You could also say something else, especially if you hold like the Bali Tosas, you know, on Mem Tes and in Kiddushin, you know, in terms of the relationship between, you know, Hafkos Chalos Ishus and Yetziras Chalos Ishus, as we noted. Right? Rashi seems to say that those are two sides of the same coin, you know, when he talks about Sota. And the Bali Tosas say, no, that's not true. You know, just because you're not Mafkia an existing Ishus doesn't mean, you know, that you can create a new one. But the Ramban here, certainly, like Rashi, was using the logic. You know, he was proving from the absence of a Hafka, you know, that there shouldn't be what... It's not obvious that there should be a problem of Yetzira either, right? So you could say that's the pshat. I mean, when they say Tuma Ke'erva, you know, the reason that it goes on the, you know, on the Yabam and not on the Baal... is because for the Baal, the issue is, you know, the Hafka, you know, and it doesn't have the ability to do that. But it does have the ability, you know, to prevent, you know, a new Chalos Ishus, you know, in the context of this, right? That is connected to it. Obviously, if it's an Acher, you know, that's what Acher V'lo Liyavam would be, I guess. So whether the answers are Chaim or and which version... you know, of Reb Chaim. I don't mean in his book, but in terms of understanding what that word, what those words mean, or whether it's a difference between the hypersensitivity of Yibum versus Ishus, or the difference between Hafkaas Ishus and Yetziras Ishus, and so on. The it's just an acute way of asking the question, but my point is that the Ramban is really asking that question, and that everybody's kind of addressing, you know, that question, you know, in one way or another. So that's something I just wanted to clarify as well. Okay, so good. What else do we have to discuss? Just to finish up a few points before we move on. Yes, one other point, just quickly, and then I want to go talk very quickly about the different deos and sota. And that is, I made an allusion to, you know, a problem and, you know, or a phenomenon that could be a problem and hinted at a solution. And then Tani asked me about it as well. And that is, just to be, you know, to highlight it again, there are different perspectives that emerge from our discussion about the nature of Safek Tumah Bershus, Safek Tumah Bershus Sayachid and its relationship to Safek Sota. Safek Sota is one of the paradigms, right, of Safek Tumah versus Hayakeh. So I alluded to the fact that, you know, there's a problem with that a little bit. The more you have specific factors that explain the special din of Safek Sota as a chalos, as a shame, as a din, whatever you want to call it, right? If those factors, you know, do not extend, you know, to Safek Tumah, let's say we're talking about the Raglayim Ladavar, you know, factor. Let's say we're talking about the Begida. Let's say we're talking about just, you know, maybe for other reasons, a process like of Kinyan and Stira, if it isn't that, if it isn't those first two. Right? You don't have that, you know, in Tumah. You know, so the question is, it remains a very strong question. I don't have a magical answer. So how can, you know, Sota serve as the precedent or the paradigm, you know, for Safek Tumah Bershus Hayachid being Tameh? And then you're going to have parallel kind of discussions, which you do, which you already alluded to. You know, are you Loka for that? You know, is it a chapsa shel tuma? You know, is it tuma shanazir megaleach alav? You know, and so on and so on. Is it like, you know, a reconstruction, like we're tole, you know, lechumra, and then we take all the consequences of the reconstruction? Or is it just, you know, very targeted, you know, dinim? You know, how can that be when the paradigm, you know, is so much more or so specific? So I just want, the point I was trying to make was that, right, there are two aspects, you know, to Soka. One is those factors, but in addition, there is the idea, you know, that you could ignore the normal dinim of Safek, you know, in certain conditions for maybe a variety of reasons, and that you can have a yesod of chalos or din or shame, Safek, so that, you know, even if the particular, you know, dynamic of Safek Sota is singular, and that doesn't translate well to Safek Tumma, Prishus HaYachid, you know, the Mesorah of Chazal was that somehow there's a universal kind of implicit aspect to this, you know, that is exportable. You know, and that is this idea that there can be this barrier, you know, of something that starts as a safek, you know, but that by virtue, and this fits into, you know, we were talking about, you know, a safek mamzer, safek avelus, you know, safek bechor, safek, you know, kilolas, you know, of the imo, you know, and so on and so forth, safek orla, you know, this idea, you know, when do you say safek lechumra, when do you say safek lekula, meaning the idea, Ashem Talui, right, I'll stop. But the point is that the idea of having, you know, a safek that isn't just dominated by, you know, the safek, you know, in terms of the sikuyim, in terms of the, you know, the probability aspect of it, or even in terms completely of, you know, like typical kulas and chumras or consistency and reconstruction and so on, but that you can have, you know, you know, both a hard safek as opposed to a soft safek, and in some cases, you know, a din safek, that is what gets exported to safek tumah brishus hayachid. And that explains also why there might be, you know, some actual discrepancies, you know, even, you know, with, you know, this reality that safek tumah brishus hayachid is tameh, and that the precedent, you know, assuming the precedent is, there are other suggestions, obviously, you know, Tumut Rebetzibor and other things, but, especially for the rabbi, but the point is that, you know, you can still have this, like, you know, isn't having your cake and eating it too, to say that, you know, Tzafek Tumba Brishas HaYachid is derived from Sota, you know, and yet there still might be differences, you know, in some of these phenomena, you know, about the relationship to the resolution of the Safek and so on and so forth. So, it, you know, the answer is no. Be precisely because of the other question, namely, there are very specific aspects of how Safek Tumah Brishus HaYachid works, you know, in Tumah, because of Tumah, and the standards of Tumah, and there are very specific dynamics to why Safek Sota, which is so different, and Chazakos are different, and everything else, and nonetheless, you know, because of certain vulnerabilities in this area of Ishus, you know, the Begida, you know, and so on and so forth, the Raglayim, etc., that it would be different as well. So that's just something to be aware of. There was a question, and then I want to move on to the Gemara and Sota for a minute. Are we good? Okay. So getting back to the Gemara and Sota, I want to talk about just a couple of issues quickly. So the Gemara and Sota, as we discussed way back, I don't want to go into so much detail right now. The Gemara has, like, you know, four or so different suggestions, right? You know, in Isa, right? And then you have, Listor, you know, and then you have, you know, Acher, you know, Velo Liyavam, and then you have the Kal V'chomer, right? Those are the main. So, A, the point, you know, that we've already seen, which is, you know, it's very possible these are end up being, or somewhat depending on the nature of Safek Sota, you know, and especially the application to Yibum, and especially if, you know, on the Yibum side, you know, this ends up being a Din Vadai, Lekula or Lekumra, you know, so these factors, you know, have to be weighed. Are they about Safek Sota, and therefore Safek Sota's application to Yibum? You know, or are they, you know, Dine Vadai about the Chalos of applying Safek Sota, you know, to Yibum? More likely the second than the first, in light of some of the issues that we discussed. But even then, right, to what extent, you know, do these reflect two things, like a fundamental exclusion, you know, to Yibum, or a more pragmatic one? Like, is there a difference between the four, let's say, you know, in terms of how they interact with the sensitivity or standards, you know, of Yibum? And if so, maybe they're nafka mina. So, for example, you know, getting back to the Rashi, which we'll get to speak of more in a minute, like the Rashi about, you know, Listeri, that, you know, says, you know, that it triggers, you know, an Eshasach. Rashi is forced to say that there because, you know, it doesn't seem, you know, like there's a pgam or a psul. It seems like, you know, they're, you know, it's unfair to, like, to impose, you know, Yibum, and therefore Menela, you can't do it. You know, so, like, how does that turn into Kares, you know, so easily? You know, so certainly that's what motivates Rashi, you know, to suggest is a two-stage process here, you know, which we find elsewhere as well. And that is in terms of, again, re-triggering, you know, Eshesach. But even if you don't need it, like in the other cases, you know, it's a question, you know, whether or not you have it. Like, if you were, you know, to proceed and to do Yibum in Safek Sota, and let's say you weren't supposed to because of the Kal V'Chomer, or because of Imisa, or because of, you know, La'acher V'lo Li'Avam, you know, would, let's say Rashi, would Rashi think that, you know, you also violate Eshesach? Right? That's an interesting question to ask. Meaning, are all those four, you know, the same? Definitely low Listerate, the forcing him, seems like a much less of an issue and a problem, you know, than the others. But, you know, in each case, like, what is the nature, you know, how severe and how much of a acute Yibum problem is there, and maybe the nafka mina, you know, has to do, you know, with Eshesach. Okay, that's question number one. Question number two is whether or not any of these four factors, you know, shed light, in addition to the Chomer and Kal, like how excluded they are, do any of them shed light on the nature of Yibum, how Yibum itself operates? You know, more specifically, you know, the question of whether or not, since this whole problem in Vadayan and Safek Sota, right, is a problem, you know, initially of the relationship between the husband and the wife, not the Yavam and the Yavama, right? So do these factors, you know, contribute to the question of whether or not you're assuming that Ishus, or you're trying to create a new Ishus? Okay? So again, I think the question could be asked about all four, and that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you have to assume that all four are identical. You might be mechalek, you know, between them. So I want to go through each one very quickly, just to make a couple of quick comments without, again, spending, you know, too much time on it. So let's start with Imisa just for a minute. So with regard to Imisa, right, we already have information, you know, on that, right? What's the information that we have on that? The machlokas harishonim, whether or not im isa, right, applies to vadai or only to safek, correct? So you have that as two days that you have that you have that as the shita of the Ravid. I mean, what the Ravid does say, we don't know how the Ravid navigates the two sugyas. That's what we talked about before, right? With the Rush and the Lechem Mishnah and, you know, and so on. the Meiri. But we do know, in the language of the Ravid that's quoted, right, that the Ravid thinks, you know, that the reason that lahalacha you require chalitza is because of imisa, and that that applies to vada. So the point is that the Ravid is, you know, basing his celebrated shita, right, on the application of imisa, which the Gemara has only in Safek Sota, applying it to Vadai. Okay. On the other hand, you know, just to sum up, you know, when the Balei Tosas in Sota asked that question, like, you know, how can the Gemara in Yavamos, you know, say that there's no chalitza, which is how they, right? So their answer was basically, you know, because imisa applies to Safek, it doesn't apply to Vadai, right? And the Ramban, you know, as we discussed, is somewhere in between. Because the Ramban asked the question, and that's Gufa, the issue that I spoke about then and repeated today. You know, the Ramban basically gives an what seems to be kind of like an in-between answer, depending on how you interpret it. Right? The Ramban says, Rav, in our Gemara Yevamos, doesn't hold like that mandama. Now, the question is, how different is that from saying what Tosa says, which is, I mean, you shouldn't say it that way if that's all you mean, right? Namely, the difference between Safek and Vadai. So, what I was saying, oh, if you held like that mandama in Achanami, it would apply to Vadai. It's against Tosa. And it's like the Ravid. Right? But I was suggesting going forward that no, what we're really saying is specifically Rav doesn't hold that way. The Rav, you know, who is Mechadesh, you know, that, you know, that Sota Vadai has a din of Sara because of Tuma, like if he's taking Tuma so seriously that he's applying it even to Tzara, you know, and to the, you know, so then he was going to apply it to the absence of Chalitza too. Right? So that's kind of in between. So basically you have an interesting argument of the Rishonim, and basically, you know, then you get back to the, you know, to the Rajba issue too, but we'll get back to it in a minute. But the point is that you have an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, Tosas, Ravid, Ramban, you know, about, you know, how automatic or how default, you know, obvious it would be to apply imisa to vadai or dafkanan. Now that could be a tuma ke'erba issue, but it could also be an imisa issue. So it also may depend on how imisa really works. So if you look at the Rashi there in Sota and Balei Tosas too, you have there a Yasi in Sota. So Rashi adds words in Sota Tosas that didn't have to add. About Amisa, you have it?
Yes. Yeah, so, Ibu Isi Lepal. So, Rashi says, Mimishnaria below get, Hoksiv, the Chosam of Sefer Krisos, Afilu Motsu the Ervas Dover, Krisos Boyi, Ashinami Boyi Chalitza, the Yavam Bemokum Baal Koi. Last few words, Rashi.
Yeah. So, the Yavam Bemokum Baal Koi, you know, seems like, you know, what Rashi's saying is that this concept of Imisa, right, is based on the principle, namely that the yavam steps into the ishus, you know, of the husband. Again, and that works nicely with Rashi, I guess. And you know, it's hard to know this issue. This is a big issue, obviously. You know, but obviously we talked earlier in the year about, you know, the Rashi in Kiddushin and Dalet Amud Beis and some other Rashis, but you know, they're the one of. You know, Kiddushin is only a, you know, the Bia is only a Gemar in the context of Yibum, as opposed to in Kiddushin, where it's a, you know, Tchilas HaKinyan, because this is a, you know, continuation of, or at least coming on the Zika, which is from, you know, the Ishus of the, you know, so the Pashtus, that works very well with that Rashi. Tosas also seemed to have it there. Yossi also seems to have a line like that.
What? Even in this Gemara, the earlier Rashi on
Yeah.
He's working because he's not after Eitzel, he's two inch Zu, Shemikoach, he's two in Rishon.
Yeah, correct. I was going to just do it in the other word, but yeah, but you have again, read the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. Unlike Tosis actually there, who says that it's because of Lakayim Shame Lachiv, and that's why it's on the side of it's not an Acher, he's more like a Lacha, Lachem. Rashi also emphasizes in that context the assumption of the Ishtas. Tosis also has it here on the Imbisa. It doesn't have it. That's one of the points I wanted to make on the La'achar v'Laliyabam. Go ahead.
Just the
line. We read the Tosa a few times.
He says, "Avol suta safek lo yimor el agabi sur de baal, but tamashkol and kro given the bo mikrot nisui achiv harei hu b'machol baal sur laliyabim avol chalitza bo."
So it's a little less than Rashi. Because of the words that preceded it. One more time. Kiven.
Kiven the do mikoach nisui achiv, arehu b'makom baal, asur lo yavim.
Yeah. So he's qualifying, b'makom baal a little bit more. And Tosfos doesn't have to be saying, that it's an assumption of his ishos. It could just say, well, the mechayiv is the brother. And since the mechayiv is the brother, and he's the one with the Isurim, so those Isurim are relevant to him as well. Right. But it is a language which is more forceful than, his perspective on La'achar v'Laliyavam, which I was just referring to. We might as well just get it in since not to raise it. There Rashi also seems to have that formulation of the Makom Achiv. But Tosis there says what? Why is it that La'achar v'Laliyavam, as opposed to, let's say, Nachla or other things when it's an open question.
So it also says because it's that Tumuk Ergo,
No, the long Tosis. This one line in there, if you can get it. When Tosis, the big Tosis, Tosis says, is it really true that Yavam is not an Acher? In Shas, sometimes they view him as an Acher and sometimes they don't. You have that line? Oh, I have it. I have it. So I have so to here somewhere. Here it is. Again? The ba mikoach nisue achiv. The ba mikoach nisue achiv isn't necessary. Again, so that's these are interesting lishonos just to be aware of and to collect. He is ba mikoach nisue achiv. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been the case of you. That's not the same as saying that he's b'mokom, habal. Even b'mokom habal b'glal, the surim and so on. So Bali Tosis have a much more, and again, Bali Tosis and Kiddushin, I should note, have two deos. Whereas Rabbi Lazar Misens, who said more like Rashi, and then Bali Tosis themselves seem a little more open to the idea that this isn't an assumption of the, and I think Bali Tosis in general are not so into this Yisod. Ramban likes it some places, the idea that this is a continuation of the Ishus of the brother. Bali Tosis mostly are uncomfortable with it, I think, and Rashi in a few places seems very into it. Is there another way to getting back to a Misa? I'll get to the Acher Lo Liyavam in a minute, but and of course the Acher Lo Liyavam, we'll just finish off with this. Of course, they might as well do that. For the Ramban, of course, La'achar v'lo liyavam is very central. Does La'achar v'lo liyavam apply, in other words, to... We'll just talk about that in another minute. But before we get to that, let's just finish off Emisa. Is there another way to explain Emisa other than, to say that you're stepping into the ishus of the brother? Yossi?
You could emphasize just as a parallel as a direct relation.
Excellent, exactly. You didn't have to say it at all. You could have just said that Imisa is a shiur, in the Zika. Meaning what we're saying is, if you, if you have to give a get, so then this, either it's a shiur, it's not erva, because if it was erva, then it would be paka. Or, it's not you know, something that could be mafkia zika, if it's something that would be mafkia zika, you wouldn't need a get. So there's absolutely no reason to have to say that imisa means that you're standing b'mokom habal. So that's the other side. And I think that the Ramban, you know, again, when he does his Tzorech al-Hislamed, I know I keep going, or Tzorech Talmud, I keep going back to it because it's just a very interesting, you know, it's like, you know, the Ramban, like, you know, wondering aloud, you know, which is always, you know, an amazing thing. So in his wondering aloud, he's kind of saying that, like, you know, I don't see, you know, like, you know, we have a choice here. You know, are we going to apply, you know, Amisa, or are we going to apply an Amisa kind of a thing, or are we going to, you know, apply this only to Yibam? You know, so, it could have been, you know, that you wouldn't need a get. You know, maybe that's what Tumah Ke'erva would have taught us, you know, that we don't say Amisa. So, you know, that could be true even if Yibam is v'mokom, Yibam is v'mokom abal, and the ishus of the Yibam is a continuation of the Baal. You could say, oh, but, you know, as far as, you know, the Baal is concerned, the ishus isn't over, but as far as he's concerned, it is. But you could say that. But it makes much more sense if we're just trying to kind of define, you know, what is a violation of erva, or you know, what are the criteria for zika, you know, versus, you know, the ending of Anishas. You know what I'm saying? So I would think that the Ramban is that, in this case, you know, doesn't think in Isa is about, you know, being the Mokom Abal, you know, or not. Okay. So that's point number one. And L'achar v'lo li'avam, we'll just get back to that for a moment. So, you know, we had the Tosus, which I think is somewhere in between, in the Ha'ara. The Rajba we had also, may raise the question, Rajba said also, like la'achar v'lo li'avam, not such a simple thing. You know, there's conflicting evidence in Shas about, you know, when the yavam is an acher and when the yavam is treated like the baal. You know, the way the Rajba, you know, the reason he quotes that, he says that megabe nachla, it's not, you know, is to explain why there has to be like a mutual enhancement between la'achar v'lo li'avam and Tumah Ke'erva. Like Tumah, that's the chiddush of the Rajba, right? Tumah Ke'erva is transformed by La'achar v'lo li'avam in Sota, as opposed to Matzah v'Rishaso. And by you know, the corollary is true too, meaning the Tumah Ke'erva, is impactful in allowing us to say La'achar v'lo li'avam, because we don't always say that. So why are we saying it here? The answer is because Tumah Ke'erva. So these two things are feeding off each other. They're not like it sounds in the Ramban. I was suggesting that's the pshat in the Ramban, you know, to explain the language in Sefer Aschus and even in the Kiddushim and everything else. I think that the Ramban holds that way too. But the you know, even if you don't, that's the point of the Rajba. Either way, so either the Ramban holds la'achar v'lo li'avam, but I'll just take a step back for a second. Sorry, la'achar v'lo li'avam, the Gemara introduces in Suffolk Sota, the Sugya in Sota, right? So just like it's fascinating that the Ravid thought Imisa was like the big factor in Vadai, I was going to say Nibamos, but, you know, depending on, you know, how you interpret the Ravid, it doesn't have to be Nibamos. But the point is that what we have explicitly in Imisa in the context of Safek, the Ravid thinks is the foundation, you know, to Vafer Vadai. Similarly, the Gemara in Sota speaks about la'achar v'lo li'avam in the context of Safek. There's no evidence anywhere that la'achar v'lo li'avam is relevant to Vadai. It's Ramban, and then the by extension the Rajba, you know, who's suggesting, you know, again, either independently, like there are two dinim, you know, depending on how you read the Ramban, either there are two dinim, one la'achar v'lo li'avam, the other Tumah Ke'erva, and they do two completely different things. You know, to elevate, you know, Sota Vadai from Sota Safek. One, you know, on the Chalitza level, and the other on the, you know, Tzara level. Or like the Rajba, that they're mutually, which is a much better approach, that they're mutually enhancing, you know. But the point is that in both cases, you know, what the Ravid is saying about a Misa and what the Ramban and the Rajbar are saying about Acher Belol Yavam is that this, you know, factor, which we only know from the world of Safek Sota, is playing an immense role in Sota Vadai. Okay, so those are those two. And we just discussed, you know, whether or not they are, again, so, you know, can La'acha v'lali yavam like Rashi be a din in the Hemshech Ha'isha? For sure. Does it have to be? No. Because all it really needs to be is that, you know, that he's not an Acher, you know, but that he is, and especially if you interpret like the Rajbar, or I would read the Ramban. So, you know, what we're really trying to say is, you know, he's not a third party who wasn't, you know, who, you know, with respect to whom the Begida in this Ishus is irrelevant and she's a marital, you know, candidate. You know, this is, you know, this is Yibum. So, you know, again, the heightened sensitivity of it, you know, just catapult. It's not a third party. This is, here you want to override Isur Eishes Ach. Meaning, if you don't want to say it's a dinner, like, you know, he's stepping into his brother, the brother is the victim, so he's the victim. Vis-a-vis his Yibum, he's the victim. That's the Rashi. And what the other alternative it is, you don't need to say that. You just need to say, A, he's not an Acher, and therefore what happened here in terms of Kedushas Ishus, and in terms of the possibility of an independent Yibum, you know, or a Zika, you know, that is relevant to what happened with the Baal. Not because he's stepping into the Baal's footsteps. Okay, so that's number two. The, you know, the Listeray, so that's where you have the Rashi. Yeah?
Regarding these next options we're going to consider.
Regarding?
Listeray,
yeah,
Listeray, and the one after,
and the Kal V'chomer.
Yeah, do we think that either Isur Baal be the way of Gita, like, because Gemara by these next options never asks like Hashanami Chalitza Levi. So, does Gemara not ask that because it's applying because it already knows the thing about the get, or because the question never gets on the ground because it's like obvious that these next ones.
You mean, why does the Gemara ask on some of them and doesn't ask on others?
Yeah, that's on the first one, because once it asks once, it doesn't need to bother.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. That's a good hara. It could be that, or it could be. It relates to what I'm talking about now, which is like what I'm trying to sensitize to now might answer that question, but I'm not sure. Meaning, what I'm trying to say now is there are, you know, all these different factors. They're not necessarily, substitutable for each other in the sense of they don't necessarily work in the same way, and they don't necessarily. I'm talking about two things. Number one, do they work in the same way? Are they about the sensitivity and standards of Yibum and Kedushas Ishus, or are they about Zika, or are they about, you know, stepping into your brother's Ishus? The answer is that they may be different in regard to those questions, and they also may be different as a result, in terms of, you know, are they more of a technical, you know, obstacle, or are they more fundamental? It's like with the Rajba, you know, use that expression, even about Sota Vadai, like, you know, she's a Bas Yibum, you know, but you can't implement it. You know, are these, you know, and that's a bigger Kiddush than Sota Vadai, but in Sota Safek, in other words, and these factors, is she like a Bas Yibum, but? Or these are explanations not about Sibo. So what Levi is bringing up is like, maybe they should even ask that there should be no chalitza, right? Meaning that would, the more you think, you know, that, you know, it's of a certain import and it makes like the Zika, you know, just completely, you know, impossible, or that the standards are so much higher, not just to create as opposed to terminate, you know, but, you know, Yibum to override the Eishasach, or that's more like a Dechuya statement, but to qualify for the Hutra or the Super Hutra, you know, of Kedushas Ishus, you know, you do have to, you know, achieve, you know, greater appeal. You know, it has to be a more compelling, you know, kind of an Ishus. You know, so if these factors are different regarding that, so it may affect not only Eish HaSach, but even like the Hava Mina of, you know, maybe they should affect Chalitza too. Like I wanted to say about Safek Sota, you know, for the Rosh, you know, which we're deciding probably is wrong. Yeah, so I think that's a great Ha'ara. That's a good diuk in the Gemara. Yes. Again, Reb Chaim, just to, on the La'achar V'lo Yavam, just also to know, Reb Chaim would, you know, contrast La'achar V'lo Yavam and Tumah Ke'erva. As like, you know, oh, La'achar V'lo Yavam, you know, that's going to apply even to Safek. But it actually might only apply to Safek. Maybe he was influenced by, you know, the central role that the Ramban and the Rajban give it. But that's not Medina de Gemara, and I don't think that other Rishonim necessarily hold that way or Balitosis hold that way. But that's a great point. On the listeray part, I'll finish in a couple of minutes because we have the diligent professor was, you know, I understand. You know, if I were waiting outside, you know, I wouldn't want to lose my time either. So, although I don't think we ever took away his time.
Wait, 7 minutes.
What?
We took away his 7 minutes.
I mean, the before.
Yeah.
He wants us to take 7 minutes of our time, but okay. But you can't fault somebody for being enthusiastic. I should really find out what he's teaching. What is he teaching?
You should probably stay.
What?
You should probably stay for the class.
Probably should. I find out what he's teaching. Yeah, you'll Shalom. You're gonna find out. We'll put somebody in charge. Okay. Anyway, the list array. So Rashi says what Rashi says. I want to talk about this for a couple of minutes because, you know, we started talking about it. Of all the... Oh, Zach, you had a question.
Yeah, but it's on the Lechem Mishnah.
You'll catch me later?
Yeah.
Okay, if it's a really killer question, I'll bring it up to the full plenum. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get back to you, but... right, you shouldn't be a victim of your own, like, gentlemanliness. You know, so... Okay, or gentility, probably. So Rashi, of course, is motivated here because of all these reasons. The one, it seems like the most, innocuous, of the group. And that's why Rashi was motivated to, you know, to apply an Eish HaSach. But there's a certain, of course, irony in that, you know, assuming that is the case, because maybe the ability to trigger the Eish HaSach, you know, requires that we be dealing with a more formidable, you know, flaw, which is what Rabbi Kivager, you know, said the other day when he was here. And Karen Ora says that as well in Sota. And, you know, we know logically that is very possible. Meaning, what triggers Eish HaSach? How easy is it to trigger, or difficult is it to trigger Eish HaSach, you know, in a secondary fashion? So this is an issue that we've had all year. Probably it's a machlokas in Tanaim and Amoraim, never mind in Rishonim. Very hard to pin down. Again, Tzoras Islandis, you know, and things like that prove that, you know, Eish HaSach, you know, can be triggered. Maybe, you know, Achiv Shaloya Balamo there, I think it's really a part of the question of that sugya, which I hope to get to at some point. I think it's a tricky question. You know, Reb Chaim, you know, earlier the Ritva suggesting that those who, you know, disagree in Eishas, in Tzoras Islandis, it's because they think, you know, triggering Eish HaSach in the context, you know, of Yibum, when it's, you know, especially if it's Hutrab, you know, but in general is not such a simple matter. So that's a broad, you know, question and issue about applying, you know, triggering Eish HaSach, you know, in general. What about Ntsara? That's part of the Reb Chaim discussion, you know, the perspectives on Ntsara. Maybe there are two dinim, like Reb Elbel seems okay with two dinim, you know, in Ntsara, an Eish HaSach din, and a, you know, shame, an oser and a poter, if you will. So if it's easier to trigger Eish HaSach, then, you know, what Rashi says here is not so mechudash, even if you think that, you know, the exclusion of Yibum is on the lighter side. It's like a less, you know, acute problem, but it's problem enough. And then you would probably expect, that, you know, reasons that are more substantial, you know, should certainly trigger an eshesach. I mean, if you were to go ahead and you were to be miyabim, you know, despite the tour or the iser, you know, that not only, you know, would there not be a kinyan yibum, but there would also be an iser eshesach. There would be kares, even if there is a chalitza, because, you know, it's not so difficult to trigger this. And that's if you took like a tour and a very easy, if you took that view generally, which I think there is basis to say. However, there's equal basis to think that this is not so simple. And as I said, Rabbi Kiveger, you know, says that explicitly. When Rabbi Kiveger wants to, you know, explain the Rambam and the Chasmamrim, as we noted the other day, he feels that he needs to, you know, project, you know, a certain perspective on Safek Sota being a shame or a chalos or a din separate from the Safek, in order to explain how Safek Sota could be Eshesach and be a Kares. And the implication is that, you know, it's not so simple. So if you look at the Keren Ora also, you know, on the Rashi, anybody have that? I think I mentioned it. Yehuda, you have it? In Sota. Like he captures this very succinctly, this perspective. And then he also says something which is a little tamua, but, you know, food for thought. Go ahead. Well, this a little clearer, yeah. Yeah. So he says, listen, Rashi says what he says, it's a svara b'alma. We'll get that in a second. Go ahead. Wow. So what's he saying? He doesn't like it, Rashi.
He doesn't like it.
He thinks Rashi is very dochak because it should be a serious exclusion in order to trigger eshesach. It's not just any time when there's no chiyuv, right? Which would be a kind of a more dechuya, let's say, type of approach, right? And therefore, he says, this is a svara b'alma. But then he goes further and says, if avar v'yibeim, according to this mandamar, would be kana. That's very remarkable. Right, this is, of course, a big question, because typically, ein ase docha los ase v'yase, you know, so im avar, what happens im avar, you know, v'yibeim, you know, it's not beheter, it's lo kana, typically. Right? We'll have to discuss whether, though the Keren Ora basically has an in-between status, where there is an iser, there's no heter yibum, there's an iser yibum, but there is a kinyan yibum, right? And therefore, there shouldn't be an iser eshesach. Okay. There's no evidence whatsoever, you know, that there is such an in-between status, right? You know, if he wanted to reject Rashi's iser eshesach, you know, he didn't have to go so far as to say, Abar v'yibim, that there would be kinyan. So it's a very sensational Keren Ora, really. You have to see his bigger discussion of it. But he also assumes this is svar b'yama. So some, you know, I think I pointed this out when we first started, that Rabbeinu, the Bali Tosis quote Rabbeinu Chananel, right, as, you have it there, Yehuda? Uh-huh. As suggesting that this isn't the svar b'yama. Right? Oh, you don't have the Gemara. And then we're really going to stop, but we'll daven mincha, and we'll finish tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, the Gemara just says lo listre, like, meaning, like, you know, here she is, you know, this person who's, you know, suspected, you know, of a terrible betrayal. So you're going to force this Yavam to marry her. Like, you know, it's like you're destroying his life. You know, and Chazal say, you know, even the guy who does marry her, because he wants to marry her, you know, look what a contrast he is, you know. They're very, you know, seemingly negative about him, right? So you're going to force this on a, that's just not acceptable. Says Rabbeinu Chananel,
turn into? Is there a
custom
about
Yibam? The Yibam is, you know, is called Yivna. Remember, the Sfarnos also is a very nice idea. And it's a bit, because it really is a binyan, right? You know, it's a family structure thing. So it's, you know, this is not binyan, this is stira. Oh. So it's not just that it happens to be a limud, I would say. You know, it touches exactly the issue of the standards of Yibam. Like the whole heter and mitzvah, you know, and essence, you know, definition of Yibam, you know, is being bona beis achim. So, you know, either from the perspective of stepping in, or just, you know, in terms of his legacy and why it is that this isn't the problem of Eishes Hach, or just a limited heter, you know, it's all about, you know, being bona. You don't have the right candidate. That's a fundamental flaw, right? I also think, you know, that there might be another element. These are not mutually exclusive. But, you know, again, Rashi has that other line, right, to Natan, that what? Here, he mentions that the mitzvah of Yibam is Koda.
You can't say that here.
What?
That you can't say that
here. And therefore, that's a part of the problem. So Reb Elbel in his in the Chidush HaGriz on Sota in the stencils, he just says, like, you know, he just has like a quick comment, or he says, like, you know, I don't know why Rashi had to add in that part. Like, what's the point? I mean, the idea is you can't force this woman upon him; she's not of the character. What does that have to do with whether Yibam is kodem lechalitza or chalitza is kodem leYibam? So maybe this goes back to what I was trying to say, which I think was not
there.
What's that?
This was going to be an hour three.
Right. Yeah. So, namely what, Natan? That what? What would be the idea?
Even quoting the Chalitza is essential to the perspective of a maximal Yibam.
Correct. Meaning, it's not just like, we override the Issur Eishes Hach because there's an advantage and so on and so forth. You know, part of Yibum Kodem L'Chalitza, you know, is this idea of Kedushas Eishes. So I'm not talking about the Abba Shol part, whatever that can be in the opposite way, but meaning, so what Rashi's trying to say, Rashi's like answering the Keren Ora. Rashi's saying this isn't a Svar B'Alman, it's not a technical point. You know, you can't force this on him. You can't force it on him because, you know, and you know, there's another issue. You know, the alternative to read the Gemara, as I mentioned, is the Meiri. The Meiri has two deos. Second day is like Rashi. The first day is like, you know, you can't force him, you know, to do Yibam. You know, if he wants to do Yibam, he can do Yibam. So I think Rashi's saying there's no such thing. You can't have a situation where if you want, you can do it, and if you don't want, you don't have to, or there's no preference. Not just technically, because it's a chiyuv. So I can say, normally it's a chiyuv, but it's not always a chiyuv. Meaning, it's the idea of a reshus in Yibum just doesn't work. You know, if you want to look at it from a dechuya point of view, it shouldn't work. And if you want to look at it, you know, from a hutra point of view, you know, anything that is so parv, you know, or problematic or ambivalent, you know, that's only a reshus and not a mitzvah and a chova, when the classic Yibum is kodem lechalitza and a chova, and it's considered like you're betraying him and, you know, stomping on his, grave, and it's like a second, you know, avelus and the whole bit, things that we talked about earlier, you know. So that could be like a davar shel reshus. You know, Rashi's saying is all of this highlights that Yibum can only take place, you know, if it's a binyan, not a stira, without quoting Rabbeinu Chanan. I'm not saying you hold like Rabbeinu Chanan. I'm saying, you know, the effect of this idea that, so it's the Meiri, you know, is b'shum panim ba'ofen lo. You just can't have such a thing. You can't force him, and once you can't force him, you know, there's no in-between. The reason there's no in-between and the reason you can't force him come from the same place. Namely, the higher standard of what Yibam, you know, demands. Okay, so I want to talk about the Meiri for a minute tomorrow, you know, and then a little bit about the Kal V'Chomer and Reb Chaim a little bit more, and then we'll move on to Matzah Grishoso and the question of Malkus also in Sota and the Matzah Gushaso and the other issues, Shaka Vatari going forward.